We are back on the air. We are radio entrepreneurs, and we are number one at posting internet entrepreneurial stories, and we're damn proud of it. My name is Jeffrey Davis. I want to thank our friends at MTP Software, the leader in CRM solutions for the sports and entertainment industry. It's a whole new ballgame with MTP Software. Check it out. I want to thank Chris Gerald and Alex Cooper for their continued dogged behavior in supporting the show. Our next guest, Francis Kemigi. Is that correct?
Perfect.
Boston Insights and Analytics. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. I feel honored to be with you guys today.
Well, you haven't talked to us yet, so why don't we wait about 10, 12 minutes to decide that?
Well, I think even after 10 and 20 minutes, you'll still be the greatest guys on earth.
Well, you had fun before we turned on the mic because you know we were joking around.
You guys are nice. Yeah. I appreciate that.
Yeah. These two guys are nice. So, Francis, tell us about Boston Insights and Analytics, BIA.
That's correct. My company strives at finding efficiency issues in the working of company, businesses, institutions, and even countries. So the focus at this time is the real estate market, currency markets, healthcare, and education. So we basically find efficiency issues and design products to fix those issues.
And how do you do that? I mean, it sounds great.
That's correct.
But you mentioned companies and countries. So
that's correct.
I mean, I'm sure, you know, you don't meet, you know, a president of a country and say, hey, I can make your country more efficient. And they go, where do I sign on that dotted line? So tell us, how do you do it?
Well, it's in the pipeline. Right. Meeting president, that's extremely ambitious. But hey, private companies go to space.
Right.
So it is not out of the stretch of imagination to think that a private company will find efficiency issues in the working of, let's say, a town and propose solutions to resolving them.
Again, can you give me a sense of what you would do for, give me a couple of project case studies without names that give our listeners a sense of what you do, what your process is.
That's correct. So currently, I'm working on a few projects in education, for example, designing courses that fix some of the existing problems in education. The exhaust in education can be, for example, the debt problem, the looming debt problem of students. They graduate, they can't pay back their loans. And that's the exhaust. Now, looking at that trail of data, you go back to questioning whether their education prepared them really well for the job market. So designing now products that will help fix the preparation of the education of the student to the job market is one of the things that I'm currently doing. So I have a product which is in the teaching of international finance or multinational finance. So an online class that the student will take, and that will provide not only the basic certification, but the confidence that the student can work for a multinational company managing their currencies or on his own or her own at home managing currencies. You can say the same thing about other derivative markets, which is in the pipeline, designing products, which is not just a class that you take for credit in a university, but a class that you take for credit and that prepares you for that particular job. That's the example that I can give to you in education. On other markets, I'm working exactly the same way, finding efficiency issues, designing products, and then going out to sell my products. Now, I can also conduct the study for a particular institutions. I do not have a customer at this time for that, but for the teaching in finance and economics, I'm designing the products that will be ready soon.
Wow, it sounds quite an intellectual process. What's your background?
I do have a PhD in economics and currently working on certification in data science and artificial intelligence.
Wow. And do you work alone to do this work, or do you have a team of people?
At this time, I'm working pretty much alone. It's a startup company. I have to go to people for specific tasks. The objective for this summer is to have a few interns to perform a few tasks for me on getting some of the products that I have in the pipeline ready.
And how do you get your clients? So you said some countries and you mentioned companies.
Yeah. To be clear, Jeff, at this stage, I do not have a country as a customer. I just have to be clear on that.
Okay. It's only so, you mentioned that that's a target. Okay.
Yes. For the future. And I will have to get a lot of help for securing that kind of clients. But the confidence here is that the job can be done even for countries or towns. Now, for clients as university is using the back door. Teaching in universities requires meeting the qualifications of a college professors. So for the jobs that are posted with those qualifications, I do meet the qualifications. So instead of applying to teach for the university, I propose my product.
Interesting. Were you associated with the university at one point?
Yes. I was a faculty member at Framingham State University.
And so you taught there?
Yes, I did for about 6 years.
Is this a good market for you to be located in, or are there better markets for what you're looking to do?
Oh, that's a good question. My company is a startup, so you will always have advantages and you will have disadvantages. Now, in terms of advantages, this market, it's a better place for me because I can reach out to people, I can talk to people here and there, and I can tap in the resources of top universities that are in the area for my own training and then for, you know, having people that can help me. In terms of inconvenience, well, there is history of, you know, not securing a tenure track job here, but it should be just an academic problem, Jeff, and just stay within the university, and I should live my new life as an entrepreneur without any problem.
Interesting. Do you do a lot of computer modeling to do what you do?
Well, the idea of trying to make things better is that you understand the functioning of it and you try and simulate that functioning many times enough to make sure that what you're proposing as a solution is going to work. Yes, I do computer modeling because originally I was doing it in economic research. But in a new age, I have to require help from other people. Or touching into either application development or software development.
Francis, if somebody wants to talk and connect with you and understand your efficiency process at BIA, how would they find you?
They can send me an email, fkemege at bostoninsightsandanalytics.com, they can go on my website, the website of Boston Insights and Analytics, and fill out the form. Or also I'm on Twitter personally and LinkedIn, and they can send me a message. I'll be ready to respond and to fix whatever problem is out there.
Great. Thanks for being on the show today.
I appreciate you inviting me. I feel extremely honored. Thank you so, so much.
Thank you very much. And remind everyone, this is Radio Entrepreneurs, and we are going to take a break. And when we come back, you'll hear more stories of entrepreneurship. So stay tuned.